And welcome back. We're on the air again with Radio Entrepreneurs. Joining me now is our next guest, Lisa Sasso, who's the president of Medical Development Partners, which is an executive coaching firm, and also the author of a brand new book called Motivation Now. Good morning, Lisa. How are you?
Good morning, Alex. Very good. Thank you.
All right. So tell me a little bit about your entrepreneurial experiences.
Sure. As a young child, I first of all, I'm a serial entrepreneur, and it started when I was 10 years old. I had my first paper route with 17 customers, and within a few years, I was able to grow that to 87 customers, 10 babysitting jobs, and a catering job.
You must have been very busy in the morning.
Extremely busy, but this showed me that I wanted to pursue business and get into marketing, and I did a double degree at University of Massachusetts at Amherst in marketing and economics.
Impressive. So what did you do after college?
After college, I had 4 job offers, but I went with May Company's executive training program. They were Filene's, and with them, I got into the buying office. In buying, you're very much an entrepreneur, because you have your own product lines, and within your product lines, you're able to be responsible for P&L responsibility. So it was great experience at a young age.
Yes, I mean, a lot of people started in the department store. I remember when I was younger going through that phase. Interesting where they have, where May is now. I'm not sure they got bought out by Macy's, didn't they? So where did you go after May?
From there, I went to USCI, C.R. Bard Division. It was a cardiology company, and I went through the ranks in marketing, from marketing research analyst to market research manager to product management. And again, I had product line responsibility for a number of different lines, and besides doing just P&L and markups, markdowns, et cetera, you also had the whole regulatory issue, because it was with the Fed. You had all kinds of regulatory and other issues that you needed to deal with. I was mentored by 3 presidents at Bard, and they all encouraged me to get my MBA. So I went to school and got my MBA at night. And I also started a Tupperware business. And I was a Tupperware consultant, then I became a Tupperware manager, then I became an executive Tupperware manager, and I had a group of 25 ladies that I called the working women, and I helped them to build their businesses.
Wow. So what other entrepreneurial experiences have you had?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question, because my big entrepreneurial experience was one with Ratty. I was the co-founder, president, and CEO of Ratty Medical Systems Incorporated, and that's a wholly owned subsidiary of a Swedish parent company. And with Ratty, we took novel products, unique, and that would improve patient care. And together with my talented sales and marketing force and my inside force, we took the company from zero to $28 million in profitability, with profitability in 5 years.
Wow, so how'd you do that?
Well, it's really about getting the right people on the bus. Mm-hmm. You know, I spent a lot of time hiring every single person, and I was responsible for the sales force for the first 4 years, and it was getting people that were maybe even smarter or better than you, people that had the experience, people that knew the doctors and knew the processes, and people that could really embrace our technology, because we had cutting-edge technology. And so it was really getting the right people on, getting them motivated, and then coaching them.
Well, that makes sense. You want to talk a little bit about the technology that Ratty had?
Oh, sure, I can. They had a 0.014 guide wire with a sensor element 3 centimeters from the distal tip, and that would go in through your femoral artery and go around to your LAD, your circ, and your right. It went through your vessel, and it determined whether or not you needed to treat for an angioplasty. And if you did need to treat, then you put the balloon catheter over the wire and let it go and deploy it. The whole point was to check for adequacy of flow through the vessel. Mm-hmm. And if it was appropriate, then they do nothing and stay on medication. And if it was too tight and there was the FFR was too low, that was fractional flow reserve, then they would have to treat it with an angioplasty with a stent.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. It sort of saves time in the whole process, too, because they can correct it after diagnosis.
Yeah, and the after was great because they were able to look at optimum stent placement, so you were able to tell a doctor how well they actually did with the procedure.
So how did this all lead to coaching?
Well, as you can tell, I've been coaching throughout the years in all my various positions, so this was just a natural fit to go into coaching, because from Bard, I left Ratty to have a baby, and Ratty was then sold for $250 million to St. Jude. Mm-hmm. And my company, or my group, was worth 70% of the U.S. sales. 70% of the worldwide sales were U.S.
Wow.
So, and this all led to, so when you're asking me about coaching, I had coached my Ratty sales force. I had coached the sales force for Tupperware. I had coached my other teams. And so coaching was something that came natural to me. And then I got certified to coach through mm-hmm. the ICF, which is the International Coach Federation, and through CTI, which is the Coaching Training Institute. And I started MDP, which is Medical Development Partners. Mm-hmm. And Medical Development Partners is an executive coaching company that empowers medical device professionals to achieve their personal and professional goals with balance and with gratitude. Both their personal and professional is important.
Well, that's great. So this all led to the book that you just published, Motivation Now?
Yes, the book came directly from coaching. I was inspired by my son, who the book is dedicated to. He was born with severe cardiac defects, and he needed ablation surgery and open heart surgery when he was just 3.5 years old. And he did very well, but we had a lot of people that were praying for him and a lot of people that were looking out for him, and they wanted to be able to keep up with how he was doing. Mm-hmm. And from there, I started writing a monthly update on his progress. And then that became my monthly motivational messages.
Oh, wow.
And after years of writing them, 7 years of writing them, I had people ask me if I'd ever put it in a book. And in December of this year, I put down my goal that I was going to have a book by the end of the year, and it was going to be a compilation of all the messages put together in a certain way to really celebrate this book.
Well, that's quite a story, quite motivational in and of itself. So can you tell us a little bit how it's different than other motivation books that are out there?
Sure. There might be a lot of motivation books out there, but what makes this different is it's true stories, short stories, and they're all done by theme, and each theme is equal to a month. So there's 12 chapters for the 12 months of the year. They all start off with a quote. They're all linked together, but they can be, each chapter is linked together, but they don't have to be read in succession. You go for what you need at the time. For example, in January, you might need some help with goal setting or New Year's resolutions or
don't y'all.
any of those, you know, types of things in January. Well, you can go to the book, and in January, you'll get all of that, all of the goals. And in November, you would get Thanksgiving and gratitude and those sorts of messages. So really, any month of the year, you can open up this book and you can get points and motivation and a little coaching.
So you would recommend sort of keeping the book around all year long and going through rather than reading it through once.
Absolutely. Sometimes people read it through once and then they keep it by their bedside to be able to read it as they need it.
Excellent. So if people want to find out more about the book or find out more about you, how can they best get in touch with you?
Sure. If you want to find out more about me, please go to my website at Lisa Sasso, LISASASSO, at lisasasso.com, or MedDevCoach, MedDev, Coach, COACH.com. And you can get my monthly motivational messages that way. You can get my first chapter of my book that way. And if you like the first chapter, you might want to get the whole book, and you can get that through Amazon.
Terrific. Well, thank you for coming in today, Lisa. It's been great talking with you, and appreciate you sharing your experience with us.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
This is Radio Entrepreneurs. We'll be right back after these messages.
Excellent.